What is that sound? I haven't heard that in too long.
That's the sound of rust falling off of the machinery.
It's very rusty in here. But yeah, we're back. We have an episode.
Huzzah! The Toad Shall Talk.
The Toad Talk is back. Yeah, it's been far too long. Clint's been pestering me for weeks to get back in the studio, aka my kitchen. But yeah, things have been wild. I don't get how people do 9-to-5s.
I know, man. It's the grind.
And I'm thinking about
Dolly Parton sang about it.
She did. That's a solid movie, by the way, if you've seen that or not.
Yeah.
Yeah. Women's
empowerment and all that good stuff.
Yeah, it's like 20 years before its time, if you will. But yes. So we're back. Episode this week, we'll try and make this more often. I know we kind of semi-promised it more often, but we're here now, and you'll take what you can get. It's a free show.
I would say that there hasn't been a lot to talk about, but there's kind of been a lot to talk about.
There's been a lot to talk about, and we'll run through what we can think of off the dome. Haven't had a whole lot of time to take some notes, but where do you want to start? You want to start with the most? Well, we kind of do a rundown. We got a soccer getting hosed job to talk about.
I feel very behooved to latch on to the soccer thing first.
Yes. We'll do that first then.
Yes.
So football and basketball, everybody's transferring. We don't know who we actually have on the team anymore. and then baseball. But are we concerned with the weekend, with 1 weekend left in the regular season? We'll finish with it.
Yes.
But first, soccer hosed, you can go.
Okay. I mean, y'all all agree, and I'm sure you agree as well, Billy.
Yeah, it was in.
That was a goal,
it's
man.
It's a goal.
That should have been in shootouts. I mean, it's great that the team finished 5th overall in the nation and all of this good stuff in Elite Eight and we hang the banner, but my goodness gracious, as far as I'm concerned, that team should still be playing.
Well, the tournament ended yesterday. Well, I think Santa Clara ended up winning the whole thing.
Clearly I tuned out after TCU.
Oh, I did too. I saw it pop up on Twitter somewhere. But yeah, I didn't care once TCU got hosed.
Listen, though, we did. We got hosed. Nuts and bolts. We got screwed, man. Absolutely. And what a season it was, though. I mean, you can't say enough about the Yasmines and the Emilys and the Graces and just the indelible impact that they left on TCU soccer. And Eric Bell's really got a good thing going.
He does. He does. And I think this might be the, I don't know what to say, like the most promising future of the sports teams. Like this team, clearly they went to an Elite Eight, should have gotten into... They're going to a shootout. I like our chances with anybody with Emily Alvarado between the pipes.
Heck yeah, man.
So I'm going to say there's a 60-40 shot. If they get to a shootout, they win.
Emily Alvarado is a constant win in my book.
Yes.
Like, not enough shout-outs for Emily Alvarado.
No, not enough. But so I think I like the chances of winning that with the best goaltender in the country between the pipes.
Mm-hmm.
So that puts you in the Final Four, and who knows what happens there in a game that's constantly decided by one goal or less. Yeah, no, they should have at least gotten a shot to go into the shootout and see where they go from there. But still a heck of a run. But they're Eric Bell's building a monster. There's no doubt. This will not be the last Big 12 championship they win. This will not be the last Elite Eight they win. It might be the last Elite Eight they make because they're only going to Final Fours from here on out.
Hey.
So there you go. It might be the last Elite Eight banner.
Hey.
Hot take. But yes, very congratulations on a great season, as weird as it was. And they did us all proud. We're all looking for a football team to have some postseason success this year, and by golly, we got
it. Yeah, it happened. Yeah. Congratulations to us.
Yes. So
way to go, girls.
And they'll be back, no doubt. I still think I had a pretty good tweet about that with the handshake meme.
Mm-hmm.
With the CFP committee and NCAA soccer being
total
failures, giving TCU out of Final Four.
Yes.
Very, very proud of that one. I think
they're going to do everything they can, you know.
I think I did the meme right. And by the way, shout out Roditi for calling out Ohio State.
Oh,
little sisters of the poor.
Yes, I love it. I think I tweeted something to this effect. Just like sports grudges are just the most beautiful thing on planet Earth. Like I love that David Roditi is so entrenched in the TCU culture and mythos to like bring that up.
Is he the most underappreciated coach TCU has?
Hands down. I mean,
I don't think it's even close, really.
Yeah, hands down. Because he's got such a persona with like the hat, I feel like if you're a true TCU fan, you just know him by the hat.
You know him by the hat.
He's like the Tom Landry, right, of TCU tennis.
Yes.
I just love it. I love that dig at Ohio State. I love any dig at Ohio State.
Yeah,
who am I kidding?
Good.
But especially bringing back the Rose Bowl callback. Yes, more of this, please.
Yep. So we're excited for the future of soccer. I'm always excited for the future of tennis. I'm still excited for the future of football.
Yes.
I think this fall is going to be good. I've been hyping them up clearly for years. I've been talking about this is the year. But you made up a good point that next year could also be, like, 2022 could be a year.
Yeah. Yeah, so we were talking about this before we got recorded. Yeah, we've been hyping up 2022 for probably close to 3 years now, and I do think 2022 is going to be a really great year. I think that we could easily challenge for the Big 12 championship, but when you look at 2022, you got almost all the same guys back, and you got that easier half of the schedule. You know, we've got the schedule this year where we're going to Oklahoma twice, we're going to Manhattan, we're going to Ames. All those are home games. In 2022.
And probably in 2022 you get a bye week because the Big 12 hosts TCU in that regard as well.
Yes, exactly. So you've got all these offensive weapons back. You've got most of the key players on the offensive line back. You've got most of the key players on the defense back. We'll see if Trey Tomlinson leaves early. Corey Bethley will be gone. Noah Daniels will be gone. Mm-hmm. But we've already lost Trey Merrick and Ardarius Washington. You know, those were two that we assumed that this would be the last year we'd have of them, 2021. Yeah. So we should have a couple of, you know, health, you know, knocking on wood, assuming we stay healthy, we should have a couple of really, really good 2014, 2015 quality years ahead of us here.
And one of the questions coming into this year was who's going to replace Garawalo, and maybe TCU got that answer over the weekend.
Yeah, we know who it's not going to be.
It's not going to be Dylan Jordan.
That's for sure.
I think GB hyped him up some in the spring. And I think he played well in the spring game, if I recall.
Yeah. He looked good in practice when I saw him in practice as well.
But he's out, and TCU's bringing in Texas A&M wide receiver Shadrick Banks.
And interesting to think about the fact that, we get one transfer linebacker who we switch to wide receiver, and we get one transfer wide receiver who we may be switching to linebacker.
SEC is playing checkers. Well, GP's playing 3D chess.
You know he is.
He's taking all your linebackers and putting them at receiver, putting all your receivers, putting them at linebacker.
Yes.
Could you imagine if the SEC does what GP wants?
Oh, yeah. I mean, Coach B's always been this 10 steps ahead of everybody else as far as talent evaluation goes, right? I mean, you can count on all your fingers and toes the numbers of quarterbacks and running backs and wide receivers that he's turned into absolute stars on defense, right? So, Shadrick Banks, that's another one who could be a major contributor in 2022. And by the way, I will point out that potential future head coach Paul Gonzalez liked my tweet about shifting former wide receivers into linebackers. So, I think there's a lot of legs to that.
I talked to some people this weekend about the Paul Gonzalez idea, and they had not heard that before. And a couple people were like, oh, that's interesting. And a couple people really liked it. So, There was a former player involved in the discussion. I'll tell you about that off the air because I don't know if he wants his name thrown out, but he liked the idea for whatever that's worth.
Okay.
Yes. So,
Coach Gonzalez, if you're listening, you got two fans here.
Well, you got us two. You got us two, and then one unnamed former player for now.
You've got three nobodies.
Basically nobody. But golly, we support it. And when this happens in 2 years, I'm the one that said it first. I'm just going to throw that.
No, out. Listen. Like I hope. Listen, I want to retain Coach P as long as he will have us, you know? But I just know man has deserved a break. He's earned a break.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So whenever he's ready for it, you know.
The mayor of Fort Worth spot is open right now.
Yeah.
So if he wants to go be mayor of Fort Worth, he would win.
I just hope he gets that Tony Stark snap moment of winning a national championship before he hangs it up.
This year or next year, I believe. So we'll see how that goes. But yeah, the team's shaping up. We all know the schedule. We saw the spring game. Nothing else new has happened. Dylan Jordan out, Shadrick Banks in, just adding another athlete to the fold. And I still hyped for this team. Still ready for 2021.
What a bizarre journey though for Dylan Jordan. I mean, to now end with such a strange whimper of kind of transferring in between spring and summer. Like, I don't know.
Didn't what Cam Eccles-Looper do this too? Didn't he leave after spring ball? Was that after fall camp?
I can't remember when.
He left at a very weird time.
It was definitely a weird time. I remember that. But also, he didn't have the same kind of...
Well,
baggage seems like a strong word. But just, there was a lot. There's a lot of
notoriety.
Yeah.
But Eccles-Looper is clearly more notable for what happened on the field versus off the field.
For winning the 2014 Kansas game for us, to name a few.
Pretty much single-handedly.
Yeah.
But yeah, the schedule, I was looking at the schedule the other day, because if you saw some times for some other big games got released, and you pointed out there was not one released for TCU Duquesne.
Yeah, what the heck, man? Where's the hype train for TCU Duquesne? We got the Dukes coming to town.
Yeah. Are they actually the Dukes?
I think. It's a dude with a top hat. It used to be.
It's
anyway.
A really cool logo. Like, it's one of my favorite
logos.
Well,
now logos. It's like a weird angular D.
Yeah,
right?
I don't like that as much. I need the top hat. I need the bad guy from... There's got to be some video game. What's like...
Somebody who's like twirling his mustache and tying your girl to railroad tracks.
100%. That's who that is. I can't figure out who their mascot is. But whatever. It's not going to matter. TC's going to win that game by 45.
I mean, you would hope so, anyway.
Well, I'm putting in the call. That ain't no, I'll go Vicky Valenko. It ain't no guess is what it's going to be.
Ain't no guess is what it's going to be.
All right.
I mean, we'll have a podcast before that game, so we'll get your official, you know, we'll have time to marinate on
yeah,
that.
Yeah, we'll think about that a little bit tomorrow.
You know.
So, all right, so I'm going to the GoFrog.com.
Yeah, Duquesne Dukes, confirmed.
Okay, that makes the most sense.
Fight song, the victory song.
So I'm going to GoFrogs.com. TCU basketball roster. It has not been updated. That's very disappointing because I have no idea who's on the team anymore.
I mean, who could keep up?
It's impossible. I'm looking at this list. All right.
I mean, we've got some good additions. I feel like the last podcast we recorded was very doom and gloom. But we've gotten some good additions since then. We've lost some more people.
They added the 10th best player off a Vanderbilt team that went 0 for the SEC. They added the 6th guy off A&M who TCU beat.
Okay, now I'm not thrilled about just like trading rosters with A&M. That's not great. But the tech kid, let's talk about the tech bench warmer. But he was like a 4 or 5 star recruit. He's supposed to be a good kid.
Stars don't matter.
Well, in basketball, they do.
Do they? I mean, yeah. Look at Mike Miles. But look at also the guy who went to Grand Canyon, Jaden Fisher.
Yeah, but that's injuries. You got to factor in injuries with that, right? He didn't want to get like his knee scoped or whatever.
Something like that.
Well, I will. Billy, I will.
You will get your knee scoped?
No, I will factor in injuries into that.
You're thinking of Micah Peavy. So he's the freshman.
Micah Peavy, yes.
Yeah, Micah Peavy was a 4-star shooting guard. Came in, played in what, 20? He started 25 games for the Raiders this year with 5.7 points per game.
Hey, I like a Micah Peavy, Mike Collins backcourt.
Mike Collins? Are we going to Rice now? What's happening?
No, sorry.
Mike Miles. All right, so you got Peavy.
There's lots of Mikes. Micahs and Mikes.
We need some Mike's Hard Lemonades for this.
Yeah.
So you got Mike Miles and Micah Peavy in the backcourt, okay?
Yes.
Your center is, I guess, Eddie Lampkin, because as of now...
We still haven't heard from Kevin Samuel.
Still haven't heard from Samuel if he's pulling his name out of the draft.
Yeah.
Neither has RJ Nimbard.
Well, but you do have Soleiman Doumbia.
You do have Soleiman Doumbia.
The Soul Man.
Ba-da-ba, ba-da-ba. All right, so who are your forwards?
Well, I mean, okay, if Eddie Lampkin's the center, Soul Man is the power forward, and then...
Okay, who you got at small forward? Because PJ Fuller gone. Chuck O'Bannon, he's still here,
yeah,
right?
Chuck O'Bannon.
All right, Chucky O'Buckets.
Yeah.
Chucky O'Buckets.
Chucky O'Buckets.
Is still around. Okay, so O'Buckets, Peavy, Miles... I still think Soul Man is a question because it's his first time playing in a major conference. Eddie Lampkin, we love. He's a fan favorite, but we haven't seen a ton of him.
Yeah, I mean, he hasn't done.
That's what I'm saying.
He hasn't done much other than just be Eddie Lampkin.
Yeah. Mickey Pearson, gone, right?
Mickey Pearson.
Farabello's still around?
Farabello's still there. We lost PJ Fuller. We lost Mickey Pearson.
This is a fun game.
We lost.
He's not on the team anymore. Taron Todd, I believe, is gone.
Taron Todd.
Taron Frank's gone.
Yeah,
Dylan Arnett's gone.
Yeah, that's
Samuel's
five.
Samuel's gone. Nimbard's gone. Ladie's gone. Oh, Ashery's gone. Kevin Easley gone.
That is 10 dudes. Billy, that's 10 human beings.
You have on the roster, you have Harry Young.
Woo! Hey, Harry Young, stand up.
Chucky O'Buckets, Farabello. Miles and Lampkin. You got a starting five. You have a five.
Hey, that's all you need. Too hard with that's all you need.
You have five.
Your best against my best. Let's go.
I don't love that idea. But it's with my team is on the court with Hoosiers. That's what you're rolling with there. So yeah. So we're excited for basketball. Getting the PV ad should be good.
Yeah. Hey, you know, basketball season is going to happen, and
it will happen.
Yeah. That's. We'll just leave it at that for now. Listen, we're getting into this part of the year where I'm like physically aching for football season, you know, and as we just mentioned, like Things are good. The good feelings are here. We don't need to ruminate on this losing 10 players from your basketball roster
thing. No, that doesn't matter.
Let's just sweep that right on under the living room rug and just move right on to baseball.
Moving on to baseball.
Another sport that's doing quite well, you know, with the exception of playing national number one overall seed UL Monroe, doing very good.
Well, yeah, but are you nervous? Are you concerned? That's the real question now. Are you concerned about the baseball team at this moment?
So, I think if that Monroe series didn't give you a little bit of pause, I think you might not have a pulse.
You lost 2 out of 3 to Monroe.
Yeah,
two out of three
explosive fashion. I mean, Texas is a good program. And you were in those games, you were battling in those games. That's the way baseball goes.
You
were
where you could win a trophy. And even Slosh commented, we had a chance to win a trophy, and they played like that.
It's frustrating, but the Monroe one is more concerning than the Texas one.
Clearly, very much so.
That's a team that you should rebound. You should win. You should sweep that series. You should.
So you've lost series to Monroe.
You're not playing. Texas. Well, you are still playing Kansas State.
Tech, yes, you are. You are still playing.
So you still got a chance to wrap up.
If you win 2 out of 3, you at least get a share. If you sweep, you're guaranteed. Yeah. Texas plays West Virginia this weekend, who I think might be last in the Big 12. Them and Kansas State are both in the bottom three of the Big 12. So, assuming the favorites sweep, if you can assume so, then that should hold. But TCU again.
Hey, when you assume, you make an ass out of you and me.
Yes, language.
So you make an arse out of you and me.
They lost 2 out of 3 to the SEC teams they played. They lost 2 out of 3 to Gonzaga. Lost 2 out of 3 to Texas Tech. Lost 2 out of 3 to Texas. 2 out of 3 to Louisiana Monroe. Mm. And my old pal JT Carney texted me a while ago now about if we're concerned and what's the level of this concern.
Well, you get. I mean, the baseball, it's a hard sport to nail down. Those series happen, right? UL Monroe, I don't know them from from anything. I don't know how good of a team they are. Yeah.
But that's disappointing. But also,
I didn't watch any of those games. Who were even pitching in those games?
But if this was an SEC bowl game, you'd be like, well, they didn't care. Russell Smith pitched game one. That's not good.
Mm-hmm.
When they lost 4-3, they were getting no hit until the ninth. They only had one hit.
I did know that. Yeah.
I do remember seeing that. Game two, they lost 13-9. Krob started that game. That's not good. And they were losing 9-2 in the third inning.
Yeah, you definitely don't like to see one of your main aces give up 13.
Yeah. Well, he didn't give all.
Well, he didn't give all. Yeah.
And they won 6-4 in the third game. They're losing 2-0 in the first inning. So who started that game? Luke Savage started that game, and River Ridings came in. Johnny Ray came in for three batters. It looked like three batters, gave up a hit and two walks, and he came out. That's concerning.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm concerned.
Let's see how Kansas State goes. You're still probably going to be a national seed. So.
Kansas State's not good at this. They're 29-20 overall, 8-13 in the Big 12. They lost to Baylor 23-3 and 17-2.
Yeah.
They did beat Kansas once, and TCU did lose to Kansas once. So just win two of them, get that share of the Big 12 title, and then come back home.
Yeah.
And then that will hopefully, again, lock you up that 7-8 seed probably nationally.
I mean, it's looking, based on the projections, it's looking like it's going to be a pretty favorable region.
And that was all, but that was all before the Texas loss, I think.
The last I saw was they were projecting 7th seed. I think I saw this today. They were projecting 7th seed for TCU with, I think it was like Arizona State, Dallas Baptist, And I can't remember the fourth team in the region, but it was a manageable region.
Yeah.
That then you would have been paired with Oregon, actually, which was very bizarre to me when you've got the Texases out there. But that's fine.
But if they're but if they're coming here,
yeah,
then that doesn't matter, right?
Exactly. So the path is before you. There's opportunity there, even if you did kind of fade in the last two series that we saw them play, and assuming that you get out of Kansas State okay.
Yeah, there you go. I found the
goals are still in front of us, is what I'm trying to say.
Omaha is still very much a possibility, and if not a probability.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it looks like there'd be the 7 seed with, you're right, they'd be paired with Oregon as the 10 national seed in this regional. They'll have Abilene Christian as the 4, Arizona State 2.
Abilene Christian, yeah.
Yeah, you pretty much nailed it. Good job.
All right, hey.
So you're not too concerned. I'm a little more concerned than you because that pitching got bad around by ULM, but also you had a chance to win something and then you didn't, and you're maybe a little let down because, again, if this was the SEC, they're like, well, they just didn't care.
But you've got an opportunity now to reset, to get your mentals right, as Marshawn Lynch would say, right? To say, hey, Shalosh has a message for him. Like, okay, yes, Texas was disappointing. You slacked off against UL Monroe. You better get your mind right. You've got an opportunity. We still got an opportunity to win a trophy against Kansas State.
Yeah.
Go out and do it. And then you've got momentum going into this, the ultimate quest that we've been trying to get, you know, ever since Shalosh got here, win that NCAA trophy.
Yeah.
The opportunity is there.
Well, yeah.
It's there. You just got to go out and get it.
When this team is playing, right, they're a top 5 team in the country.
Yeah.
Like, there's no question about it. They are one of the best teams in the country.
Yeah.
So they're up there with the Arkansas and the Vanderbilts because they went toe-to-toe with those guys and didn't get totally embarrassed like the other teams in the Big 12 did that weekend.
That Arkansas game, I mean, they struck us out a bunch. But, I mean, we were right there with them.
Yep.
You know, that was a good game.
Yeah.
It was a good game. And a good game in a very lackluster stadium, I might add.
Yep.
So, which I'm still irritated by.
With the new stadium?
Yes, man. I'm not a fan. Did I not say that on a previous
podcast? No, I think you have. I went to a game a couple weeks ago. It's very comfortable. It's very fan-friendly. It doesn't have the feel of the old park, and nothing ever will. But
yeah. I mean, the air conditioning is great, but there's no character. There's no...
Well, they haven't played in front of anybody yet.
There's no...
There's been a no-hitter there now.
Yeah.
You got no hit by whatever fifth starter that no hit them.
I'm sure that would... Hey, if I would have been able to watch any Rangers games,
that's also true.
Then, you know, maybe I could have been a part of that.
I had to steal a friend's login to be able to watch anything when I do occasionally watch stuff.
Yeah, I mean, me and my wife were thrilled last night. We were like, oh my God, the Rangers are on TV. Like,
were they on ESPN or something?
Yeah, they were playing the Yankees and lost.
It was
well,
yeah, of course. Was it able to be watched?
Yeah, it was on ESPN.
Oh, wow.
We have YouTube TV, man. Hey, Rangers on the TV.
There you go.
It was a whole new world, right, of excitement in the Foster household.
That's sad, but that's a whole new world of excitement. All right, so Bayou City making up the baseball team's record with these losses and blowout losses to the teams they've played against. We kind of touched on that. I'm more concerned than you are. But he says he's not too concerned with last week's performance because there were some injuries and he had the letdown from UT, like I said. And they have time to get the bullpen in order, but what if they don't? Like, if they don't get healed up and get everything right, then yeah, this team.
Yeah,
if that's the thing. If they don't, you'll know a lot this weekend. If they play Kansas State and they lose 2 out of 3,
then you should be concerned.
Then they won't be a national seed. They'll be sitting there as like the 12th or 13th overall, and probably get paired up with Texas in the super regionals. Hey, that went well last time, right?
Yeah,
but you'd rather not have to do that.
Yeah, exactly.
Now that you can have 100% capacity, which was announced today.
Shout out Jeremiah Donati for that announcement. Yep. I'm fixing to breathe on everybody. So get ready.
Will they be able to break the 0-for-7, I think, drought in one-run games where they lose in the ninth? He worded that poorly, and I said it poorly. but basically, they haven't won any close games where they were trailing in the ninth.
That had not occurred to me. Wow. Because usually that's when the Lupton magic comes into play, right?
Yeah, but also usually comes in around this time of year.
That's true.
So I think if they had come back to beat ULM after getting no hit in the ninth, that would have been like the full-on beginning of Lupton magic.
Yeah.
You would have been like, okay, oh, it's on.
Yeah. They were close.
Is it just him, or is it this team will actually be better in the next 2 seasons, given how much their talent is concentrated in freshman, retro freshman?
I agree, yeah.
I agree. You're losing a couple big-name seniors, but... Shalosh is so stoked about these freshmen that he has and talked so glowing about them before the season.
How can you not be stoked as a fan about some of these freshmen? Braden Taylor. Yeah.
Tater. Which, by the way, that started to catch on a little bit after I said it first. Just
the Tater.
I think Frogs Awards started calling him that. Just saying I said it first. I feel like he's taken his last 2 seasons to flip the roster from that 18-19 impact of him possibly going to Mississippi State. I don't know if there was as much of that, but it does seem to be going in the right direction, for sure.
Yeah, I think so.
For the big three, the last question.
You're pleased about the future of just about every single TCU program except for men's basketball.
Yeah.
That's the one where you're like,
maybe not. All right, last question from Bayou City. For the big three sports, big three TCU sports, I'm assuming that means basketball, baseball, football, the men's. Which had gone well. What is the best good news story in the last 3 years?
The best good news story.
Starting after basketball made the tournament, what's been like the best story?
Well, Max is able to play after a serious heart condition. I think that's a pretty cool story, honestly.
That's cool.
I don't think people realize how big of a deal that really was.
That's huge, because they really didn't think he'd play. Again, yeah, when they were about to announce it, we weren't sure if he's going to play or not.
Yeah. I mean, and I've talked more to, you know, friends that I've still got in the program, and you know, I was like, hey, you know, I've heard rumors like maybe that, you know, there was something else going on and that's why he didn't play. They're like, no, it was legitimately that we didn't know if he was physically ready.
Yeah.
And he proved us all wrong. Like, he went out there and he did the dadgum thing, you know, and here he is. He's our quarterback. That's my quarterback, man. Like, he's the dude for the next 2 years, for sure. I think that's a huge story, for sure.
What is, like, the next best thing, though, for the last 3 years of any of these programs? It's been...
Soccer? Oh, no, well, that's the big three. Yeah.
Of baseball, basketball, football. Football, last year was rough. All the first-round picks, all the draft picks. I think that's huge.
Yeah.
There's been a lot of players drafted, more than Texas in the last 3 years, that's for sure.
Yes.
But you're like, well, you have...
Trayvon Merrick was robbed, and I am so, like, viscerally upset that he's not a Dallas Cowboy. The pick before the Cowboys.
Well, it's funny. Like, again, they could have taken him in the first round then.
I know, man. Dude, I cannot remember last time I was so underwhelmed by a Cowboys draft. I don't know how you feel about the Saints.
Worse.
Yeah, I was just like, okay.
Far, far worse. That draft is terrible.
On one hand, I'm like, yeah, I'm glad we went almost entirely defense because that's our big problem. But it's like, we didn't place the value on the appropriate positions, in my opinion.
No, it was a rough draft for Saints. Yeah, we're a little rusty. My dog just went nuts. We had to cut it off for a second there. But yeah, we're back now. We don't know how often we'll be doing this, but we're back. So
it feels good.
Well, it feels something. It feels
It wasn't good for you. It was good for me.
Well, we clearly have some rust to knock off, and that was very clear. You're getting like a 27 minute episode, and
Babs. That goes for you too.
And you're getting what you paid for. So there you go. But yeah,
you're gonna listen. And you're gonna like it.
You told me about a cool project you're working on before this. I don't know what you can say or not say about that yet.
I've said a little bit. I mean, there's a new sketch series that I'm working on that I'm really excited about. Look out for it on my channel. It's going to kind of be the off-season project. And Billy, I intend for you to be involved.
I'll be a guest voice for sure.
Yes.
For sure, for what you need. And then, I'm at Billy Wessels on Twitter. And if you know anyone that needs help with Medicare insurance that's turning 65 this year, hit me up on Twitter.
Hey, or if you need new homeowners insurance, right? Hey,
Clint up on Twitter.
Call your man, at Clint_Foster55. Slide into those DMs, man.
There's a couple insurance boys there. Yeah. We'll talk to y'all when we talk to y'all.
Go Frogs!